Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. A movement is sweeping across our planet. It seeks to include all species in a great circle of compassion.
I think the core of the teaching really is to spread a sense of radical inclusion and to include everyone within the sphere of our compassion.
Such a movement is a change toward peace and a brighter future for humanity and all beings.
I think the new vision that veganism is the ancient vision that we're all interconnected, that our welfare is interconnected, that as we bless the animals and let them live their lives, we'll get to live our lives.
Wise, compassionate, and courageous individuals are devoted to transforming this hope into reality. Dr. Will Tuttle is one such special individual. Acclaimed writer, lecturer, and composer, Dr. Will Tuttle is the author of the comprehensive book, The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Dr. Will Tuttle travels throughout Europe and the United States, giving over 150 lectures every year to thousands of people. His audiences encompass all those who are interested to understand the deeper implications of our diet. Dr. Tuttle presents a new perspective about our animal co-inhabitants. It was his beloved spouse, Ms. Madeline Tuttle, herself a gifted artist and a vegan, who first inspired and encouraged him to write the book, The World Peace Diet.
About maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I started thinking that someone should write a book that gives not just the environmental implications and the health implications and the implications for animal cruelty to our meals, but actually the bigger picture of what it does to us spiritually and psychologically, the history and anthropology of this whole culture, and the main role that seeing animals merely as commodities plays in our own difficulty in solving our problems. Madeline, my spouse, said, "If you want to read that book, I think you better write it." So I spent 5 years and wrote the book, and I'm really honored to be here today and be part of this movement, which I believe in my heart is the most powerful movement on this planet for a positive evolution for peace and harmony.
Drawing on historical, anthropological, and scientific evidence, Dr. Tuttle has successfully made the case that a vegan diet is needed for our health and the environment.
Animal agriculture is the driving force behind the loss of habitat, behind the destruction of the oceans, behind the destruction of the rainforests and the temperate forests. This driving need for massive amounts of grain and soybeans and legumes to feed animals while people are starving.
Eat a plant-based diet.
Right.
It's not only more healthy, it's absolutely essential for us to continue to live on this planet.
He also offers fascinating and convincing insights on the fundamental satisfaction of plant-based meals.
Plant agriculture, I think from the very beginning, has to do with working with the earth and working with the cycles of the earth and working in harmony and working with the miracle of life and with fertility and encouraging plants to grow and nourishing them. And this sense of the abundance and love of the universe just feeding us with foods that look delicious, that taste delicious. There's a sense, bright colors, they're attractive, they're round, you can hold them in your hand, they're juicy, they're sweet, they're tasty.
And so it's really a path of enormous joy and health and satisfaction, celebration, delicious food.
In addition, Dr. Tuttle's philosophical explanations are just as compelling.
The cow and the chicken and the pig, you know, all these animals, they have a purpose and they want to live their purpose. They want to have their, they want to fulfill their niche in the ecosystem, in the web of life. But then we pull them out of that. It's a very violent act, and we steal them and we stick them in factory farms, in confined animal feeding operations, and we say, now your purpose is my purpose. I'm going to eat your body. I'm going to steal your children. And we steal their purposes. And what has happened to us? We have lost our purpose. That, I think, is the most serious spiritual crisis facing Western civilization today, maybe the whole planet today.
Countless readers and seminar attendees have become vegans through listening to and understanding Dr. Tuttle's words. He has contributed to saving millions of animals' lives and enhancing our own as well.
I believe The World Peace Diet is the most important book of the 21st century. James Macy, M.D. Will has that rare ability to communicate effectively with his audiences from both the sense level and the realm of intuition. Tom Witherspoon, Unity writer and minister.
When we return, we'll find out more about Dr. Will Tuttle and his pioneering work toward world peace. Welcome back to today's program honoring vegan inspirational speaker and author Dr. Will Tuttle. Dr. Tuttle is well versed in the philosophies of both Eastern and Western cultures. He has practiced meditation for more than 30 years and spent time in South Korea as a Zen monk. His spirituality adds further depth to his discussions on the cruelty-free lifestyle.
The ancient spiritual teachings always said, whatever you most want for yourself, give it to others. If I want freedom for myself, give others freedom. If I want love, if I want to be loved, then to be loving, you know. If I want to have a sense of abundance and receive, then be generous. You know, the more we give, whatever we give out will come back. And so this is why it's the most liberating, most delicious way of living is to eat a vegan, plant-based diet.
Today, Dr. Tuttle is fully dedicated to sharing the good news of the World Peace Diet. He lives simply and happily with his beloved Madeline, living and traveling freely in their eco-friendly RV home.
We have a music and art ministry, and we travel around the United States. I play the piano, Madeline's an artist, and we live in this It's a 27-foot fifth-wheel trailer we call Dharma. It's powered by solar energy. So we have four solar panels on the roof and another solar panel that we can put right directly in the sun wherever we are. Oh, I can play the piano. We have a digital piano, run the computer, run the water pump. We have, get all our water from a water tank. So it's a very small footprint. We only use about 60 to 80 gallons of water a week. And we can go for months just getting all of our electricity from the sun. We only have what we really need. And we've been living in this now for 13 years, full time. Every single weekend, we're in a different city.
Dr. Tuttle is also a gifted pianist and composer who offers uplifting melodies to audiences at his workshops. Using the universal language of music, he thus conveys his devotion to greater harmony in the world. In July 2008, Dr. Will Tuttle spoke at the International Climate Change Conference. Its highlight was a video discussion with special honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The underlying idea is to awaken to our natural compassion. And I think this is the great calling that we all have. This is the underlying benevolent transformation, benevolent revolution, benevolent evolution that our culture yearns for and longs for. And we can see right now, literally, it's on our plate.
Above all, Dr. Tuttle encourages everyone to discuss and share the vegan message and lifestyle with those around them. This he does whether from his small, cozy home or on stage in front of a full audience.
I'm connected to the internet here, and this is a new website that we have, worldpeacediet.net, where we have discussions on the ideas in the book, and people from all over the world are now coming to the internet to discuss the World Peace Diet. I just want to invite all of us in this room and everyone who's listening to this or watching this at any time to go into our communities and spread this message. It's a grassroots movement. It's not going to be coming probably for a while to the mass media, but it can. But it will when we get strong enough. So keep spreading this wonderful message, and thank you very much.
For his far-reaching efforts to present the vegan lifestyle to the public, and for courageously speaking out on behalf of the animals as well as our inner true compassionate selves, Dr. Will Tuttle was recognized by Supreme Master Ching Hai through the Shining World Hero Award. He also received gifts, including her lecture DVDs, music CDs, and books, including 3 number one international bestsellers, as well as the custom-designed hero jacket. Dr. Tuttle conveyed his thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I'm so honored to be with you this evening and to be able to do this work on this planet and to know that there are other people who care in the same way helps both Madeline and me, I think, to continue to help heal our world. So, thank you so much. This is the most powerful thing I think I've ever gotten. It's really beautiful. Thank you. I really believe that Supreme Master Ching Hai is, if there is such a person on this earth, she's the embodiment of divine love, and this is a way of, just helping through lots of other people, and so I'm just grateful to be able to do a little bit here. So thank you so much.
Dr. Will Tuttle, with wholehearted appreciation, we share your wondrous vision of a peaceful and compassionate world. Thank you for your eloquent and artistic contribution to bring about an elevating spiritual reality on Earth. May you, Madeline, and all your loved ones be blessed, and your life-saving message of mercy resound far into our ever-brightening future. We appreciate your company for today's program. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May humanity embrace the spirit of love and guardianship for all God's creation.